Okay.
Okay, meeting called to order. Determination of quorum. Charlena H. Crouch will be coming soon. Susan E. Gooding, First Vice President, present. Rose Grashia.
Present.
Alfred T. Taylor.
Present.
Belinda Monroe.
She's trying to come in.
Okay.
Not here at the moment.
Okay, now we are reconvening into motion to reconvene into regular session.
You just say Mrs. Pratt.
Mrs. Pratt.
I got it. Also attending is Mrs. Pratt, District Clerk.
Present.
Superintendent, Ms. Eva Demian.
Here.
Dr. Shirley Martin.
She'll be here at 5 o'clock.
Mr. Michael Goldberg.
5 o'clock.
Michelle Van Eyken.
Not in the room.
She'll be here at 5 o'clock.
Okay. A motion to reconvene into a regular session action?
No.
Executive session.
Executive session.
Executive session.
So moved.
But for what reasons? For what reasons?
Yeah, for the reasons. For the purposes of.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not on here on the
for
thing
the
where I can read
it. Negotiation.
Associate.
Mm-hmm. And to talk
versus
about.
Versus for HR and negotiation. Pending. Okay, for the purpose of HR and the purpose for negotiations.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries.
Motion carried. Did we want to pledge allegiance?
Not in executive session.
We come out.
All right. Okay, so now we're going to the superintendent's report.
Okay. We're in executive session.
We're in executive session.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay, Pam. Pam, I'm going to excuse you now, and then so sign off, and then I'll text you once when to come on again.
Okay.
Okay. I'm recording it, so don't worry. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks. Can you stop the recording, Eva?
I'm going to stop it right now.
Okay.
Resuming recording. Okay, we're recording. You can vote to go back into public, and I'm asking them to sign in.
Charlena?
Is that me or who opened the meeting?
Susan.
Okay, you want to go ahead and take over?
No, you can.
Okay, motion to reconvene into a public session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who's recording? Oh, recording
motion,
it.
Right? Motion carried.
Motion carried.
Okay. I've got to just hold on 1 second because I'm also got to send to Pam to. I'm texting Pam.
Also,
Pledge of Allegiance is next.
Yep.
Okay. Let's stand to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Or did y'all want to skip it?
No, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to the superintendent for the superintendent's report.
Yes. There are a couple things that I just wanted to...
Termination of quorum. Wait.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Termination of quorum.
Redetermination. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Redetermine of quorum.
Whoops, please.
Wait, hold on. Redetermine of quorum. Charlena H. Crouch.
Present.
Upstairs.
Susan E. Gooding, present.
Close my door.
Rose Grashia,
present.
Alfred T. Taylor,
present.
Belinda Monroe,
present.
Pamela Pratt, district clerk. Miss Eva Demingen, acting superintendent. superintendent. Dr. Shirley Martin. Michael Goldberg.
I am here.
Dr. Martin, I couldn't hear you.
Michelle Van Eyken.
Present.
Okay, everybody's here.
Hold on, hold on. Dr. Martin.
Dr. Martin.
She's on mute.
Unmute yourself.
She's
at
not
the
muted.
Bottom of the screen. Bottom
She's
left.
Not
okay, there you go.
Okay. Now I'm going to turn it over to the superintendent for the superintendent's report.
Good evening, everybody. Couple things that I just wanted to go over with you. We had laptop distribution this week. We reopened due to many children at each one of the five schools that totally did not have laptops. So yesterday we had about 100 kids on the list to receive laptops from the high school, and only, I believe it was 47 or so students showed up to pick up laptops. Today we had Washington Rose in the morning and then Centennial in the afternoon. We had 100 on each of those lists, so that's 200 kids, and a total of maybe 70 kids that showed up today. So we've really made an all-out effort. We're going to do it again tomorrow for UB and the middle school. We've had teachers calling kids, principals calling the household. We can only, you know, I'm saying we've really done a yeoman's effort in terms of trying to get kids laptops. And let's hope they, listen, at least it's that many more kids that do have access now. That's the way I have to look at it right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how we do tomorrow again. We've added more security on the fields, right, Mike?
That's correct. We have redeployed our security, and they're going to be at every building starting next week, but they are going to be wandering the fields and making sure that people are, you know, not abusing our fields and staying socially distanced from us.
What are their hours, regular hours? What are their hours?
Well, the regular hours are 7 to 3, but okay. we're actually putting a shift on all the way up to midnight.
Which really?
We're gonna have roving security, because right now we have these security guards and there's no function for them really as much in the buildings. So we are using them for other functions, and that mm-hmm. includes, you know, using the Roosevelt automobile to go from building to building in the evening and kind of just check out and secure all the buildings.
Okay, and do they have a schedule or something like built in to what they're supposed to do, a login book, you know? How are we coordinating?
We are working on it. We actually just came to this decision today that we're going to redeploy them more. So we are coming up with a set schedule and exact job duties for them all. You know, Centennial and the high school will continue to have the grab and go lunch security, mm-hmm. and there'll be security every other building during the day. And then we're setting a schedule for the after hours.
And these are all the security offices in the district are working now, or we all have a skeleton?
No, they're all going to be working starting Monday. We're bringing everybody back.
Okay.
And they're easy to keep, you know, apart. So mm-hmm. not
okay.
the biggest concern there. And right. even the custodials. You want to talk about what we're doing with all the custodians now too, Mike?
Sure. So the custodials we're bringing back also, and we're actually starting the summer cleanup now. So in all the buildings.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
So we're starting that. We've had to go out and get additional supplies earlier than we thought. You know, there's been on the agenda tonight, you'll see a transfer of funds, because that was more for the a lot of the supplies we've been buying for the coronavirus, for the sanitizing. We've had to buy masks now. We've been getting masks from FEMA, but not
I don't know what happened. I can't see.
So we have to buy masks.
I can only hear. So, I'm not sure.
We're going to do, you know, the best thing to keep everybody safe.
Hello?
You're there. We hear you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Your video is fading in and out.
Hey, I have a question.
I hear you.
About, okay, so because I told you about the field, it was class. So they're cleaning up around the track, the field.
Oh yeah.
What about those containers that were left open for the equipment?
No, they're cleaning there also.
The containers are locked. Are they closed? Are they?
They're closed. They're not locked. But they are going back there and making sure it's clean because some of the garbage was our own fault that we were putting stuff back there. Mm-hmm. Some we don't know where the garbage
comes from. Something wrong with the computer.
Okay.
So, but we know they've been instructed that they're checking that out.
We can't hear you, Belinda.
We can't hear you.
Me?
I can't see her. Mm-hmm. Okay,
so we're going to move on to the budget workshop.
Belinda, click your video on and off. Click it off and click it back on, the video.
I can't, my whole screen is black. I can only hear you guys. I can't hear like Mike or anybody else.
Close the lid, then reopen it.
No,
shut the computer.
So just shut the computer down, you mean?
Close the lid. Close your lid on your computer, then reopen it. Try that.
It's not gonna work because you have nothing on the screen.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you close the lid and close the lid, then open it.
Oh, hey, everybody that just came on. I don't know if I said hello.
Hi.
How you doing, Michelle? How you feeling? Good. And how everybody feeling, I guess I should say, but.
Belinda, if you could hear me, just click out of Zoom and sign back in again.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be my next move.
You have to sign in.
Exit off and sign back on.
So now we're gonna move to the budget workshop number 4.
Oh, that was finished? You were finished, Eva?
There was one other thing that I had to talk to you about. I did want to let everyone know that we've been planning pretty furiously in terms of next steps, what's going to happen, you know, when this is all over, how are we going to reopen. We're now at the stage where we're getting input from the staff and teachers. So we're waiting for that. And then we'll, you know, do some more planning. And of course, we'll share it out. When we have a better, more concrete, but you know, when things keep changing, you don't know when we're reopening, you know, if we're even going to have summer school, who knows? There's so many variables that you have to take into consideration. But just know that we're, you know, working on plans to, you know, what we have to do in order to reopen safely.
Okay. Also, could you share about,
about not opening?
Say that again, Charlena.
I thought I heard Cuomo say today something about not opening.
No, but what we still have to plan is what are we going to do when we open?
Okay.
It doesn't matter when we reopen. But I still want to plan, you know, suppose he says, okay, at the end of June, you could have them come in to pick up stuff and clear out their lockers. I mean, you still have to think about, there are kids that have stuff in their lockers and they're going to the high school next year. Yeah. Or they're going from the elementary school to the middle school. You know, we gotta think about things like that. How are we gonna make
graduate.
That?
Graduate, oh my God.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's true.
Believe me,
yeah.
I've been losing sleep thinking about everything.
Don't lose sleep.
It's a lot to think about,
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine.
I know. Also, Friday, could you, because I wasn't really sure, and I don't think any of us were really sure what was happening Friday with that parade thing you sent us.
It's a car parade.
No, I know, but I just wanted you to elaborate so that everybody knew.
Yeah, Washington Rose. I mean, you must have seen it on TV.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What they're going to do at Washington, each school, you know, does their own individual thing, and it's really nice that they're doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. And what they wanted to do, and even Sal Finelli had called me, the union rep, to ask me, oh, you know, what do you think about this? I go, look, as long as nobody's forcing them to do anything, and this is something that they really want to do to lift their students' morale, lift their own morale,
yeah,
I think it's a beautiful thing. Just as long as everybody stays in their cars and they have the signs in the windows and just drive through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Can they do that in Baldwin?
They did that in about 10 different places all over Long Island and upstate.
Yeah, a lot of schools are doing it.
It was really nice in Baldwin.
Yeah.
A lot of schools, yeah, I heard it was nice in Baldwin.
You know what we did in Baldwin? We drove around and picked up everybody's garbage.
That's nice.
Yeah,
it lifted their morale.
And there's a lot of garbage right now.
There's a lot of garbage.
No kidding.
I don't know if you saw it. About what Gary would like to do on May 1st to honor all the seniors. This is something that it's not his idea.
Oh, I saw that.
Something that they're doing throughout the island, all the Section 8 and Section 11, thought it would be nice to have some sort of honoring for the seniors on May 1st at 8:20 p.m. for 20 minutes. They're going to put the lights on the field, and all the if all the households could also participate and turn lights, front lights on, just in honor of the seniors. I thought that that was a very nice idea.
Yes.
So okay.
I saw that.
I'll give you more information.
Yeah, because my kids are seniors too.
Okay. No, okay. Anything else? We're going to go to the budget workshop number two.
Okay. But Susan, you're a drive horse.
You're
moving us along.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, listen, very good. Keep us on track.
Listen, Board of Education, I just want to remind you guys, let's be careful, because at the rate things are going, Roosevelt might actually have a 100% graduation by 2020. And if that happens, we're going to be on the hook. So.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Budget workshop number four. Budget workshop.
Would you like me to share my screen for the PowerPoint?
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Okay.
What's going on with Belinda? I guess she can't get on. Let me see. Oh, shoot. I think I'm cut. Where am I?
Okay.
Where are you, Susan? I only see Susan.
I'm here. Let's move on.
No, you're the only one I see. Wait a minute.
Everybody's here.
Yeah,
all here.
Oh, I see you guys.
Basically, you know, I've sent everybody the line by line, but this is the an overview of version C of the budget. I hope we stay with C and we don't get to a D. You know, but we're gonna have to wait and see how the state proceeds at this point in time, which is a very precarious situation with the state right now.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, this budget is built for the road to success for Roosevelt. Even though, as Mr. Taylor said, we're going to have a very high graduation rate. Where everyone is committed to success for every student in every classroom every day. So the highlights were under the new budget, we were able to still add the four reading teachers and maintain all of our programs. So we are maintaining, nothing is getting lost at this point in time, and we're able to add the reading teachers, which are a very important initiative by Ms. Demian. Sorry.
Oh, there she goes.
Sorry about that. So our goals were always to stay under the tax levy limit, which we're going to continue to do, maintain fiscal integrity, and continue to be prepared to serve our students to meet the changing needs and requirements. So it's going to be a challenging year as far as continuing, because we don't know the unknowns. We don't know what we don't know at this point in time.
Right.
And I'm actually working with our auditors to do a fund balance projection to see hopefully where we're going to end up, and with the savings on different contracts right now. And that's going to take a little time to go, because that's a very fluid number, but I'm working on that, because that's a very important thing, is to keep our reserves very strong, for the possible future cuts that are coming. So the total proposed budget this year is $106,889,229, which is a budget-to-budget increase of $2,821,991, which is a 2.71% spending increase. Our tax cap will be 2.92%, which is well under the tax cap. Our tax levy increase, will be 2.92, which is under the tax cap.
Mike, is it
2.92
or 93?
Well, it's 2.925, actually.
Okay, so 2.93.
Yeah. Right? Right. I mean, the state in one of the state's websites, they lower it down to 2.92. One, they raise it up to 2.93. So.
Okay.
You're such a math teacher.
I know. I'm a stickler for that.
A budget, good thing. You know, budget by object, of course, our salaries and our benefits are our largest cost, of course, over 50% of our budget. And outside contracts, BOCES, you know, and the capital debt and the non-certified staff, the other, the big areas. Of course, salary and benefits, you know, that's our teachers. That's, you know, everything we need to run the district.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
When you talk about outside contracts, how, with everything going on, let's just hypothetically say worst case scenario, we don't go back to school until December. How does the outside contracts, how is that affected by not having the brick and mortar access to the buildings?
And there's a lot of different contracts in there, you know, transportation being one of the largest, and charter schools is the other large one in the outside contracts. So like right now, the transportation that we're saving the money on that, but we're actually starting to get hit with legal notifications. We got hit with one a little bit before this meeting. So the districts are binding together and not paying transportation. So that the transportation company seems to be binding together now and hitting us with the legal notices.
So that 16.87% that we're looking at with outside contracts, what percentage of that would you say are things that we simply can't touch?
Well, you can't touch the charter schools, which is the big part in there. The transportation is also the large part. So I would say about 5 or 6% you can touch on that, really. You know,
okay.
Trust me, Mr. Taylor, my goal is not to pay anybody. It's not providing us any services.
That's
we do not want to pay out taxpayer dollars for services that we're not getting.
When you say 5%, what is that 5%?
It's mostly transportation and other ancillary contracts that we have that we're not using right now. What I have accounts payable and stuff doing right now is, you know, every single expense that comes through the business office, we are looking at it. We're making sure that they're providing the service right now. We're not paying for the sake of paying, you know. As a matter of fact, like BOCES, Mr. Taylor, is 7.77%. BOCES has a big meeting on Friday. They want to know where the districts are going to possibly cut them, because they're aware that budgets are going to be cut, and they're concerned on where they're going to get cut.
Absolutely.
So we have a meeting on Friday about that, the business officials with BOCES, to see where the cuts are. We put notification out to all the directors in our district to ask them, is there anywhere we can possibly cut BOCES services, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're
trying. Is the salary benefits percentage that you give them right there cut down?
No, the salary benefits, that's going to stay the same.
I'm saying that estimate that what you're putting right there, 54.47%.
Right.
That's not without any. That's irregardless. No cut to anything. That's just normal, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, our salaries for a district are actually low, because most districts are running about 65 to 70%, because we have the charter schools actually. So that's the other part of it, really.
Gotcha.
Where it's adding up. You know, the capital debt, I would like to look into possibly, you know, refinancing, maybe, you know, taking some of that debt and pushing out a little bit further. We have some smaller bonds are coming due in about 5 years. Maybe we could package them together and refinance them and lower that debt number, so we can lower that,
excellent.
The budget.
Excellent. Yes. About that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I've spoken to, our bond council.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
So I'm all kind of off in about 20 different directions right now, trying to figure out how we can save money and maintain our programs.
What did Munistat have to say about that?
They like the idea. They're looking at all our bonds right now. Our school district bonds are a safe investment.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, when this all happened, I know a lot of districts were trying to go out for the RANs and the TANs, and the investors weren't picking them up, you know. Yeah. They didn't want them, but he seems to think it's starting to turn. So we are looking into it right now, you know.
And our Moody's bond rating is still pretty decent, right?
Well, our bond rating is great. I don't have any problem with our bond rating. And, you know, okay. I mean, if you're going to ever invest money, school district bonds are the way, you know, you're going to get money. You're going to get paid. So it's
absolutely,
it's a good investment, especially the way the stock market and everything else went. It's a good investment right now. So, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we're working with NOAA at Munistat to make sure that we, you know, package them together and go for the right time and make sure we, you know, everybody's pleased with it.
Cool.
Okay.
As I said, I'm in like 10 different directions every day trying to figure out ways to save us money.
You're doing a good job, Mike.
As long as it's some rendition of Forward, I'm okay with it.
So this is our revenue budget as of today. The state aid is $80,270,127. The taxes are $23,298. The other is $831,100, and the appropriated fund balance of $2.47 million. The state aid, you know, as you know, we took a 2.15 reduction on that. Yeah. I'm still concerned about the state aid. I don't know where that's going to end up, you know, being. And that is the very concerning number.
Big concern.
You know, and that's why we need to do the fund balance analysis and really make sure that we're solid if there's any other things come in. I know that, you know, the groups are pushing that for the next wave of cuts, it doesn't hit like the districts like us and Hempstead, Uniondale. It hits everybody on a more level basis, not just, you know, us who needs it more gets hit the hardest. That's the revenue sources. So now our other is up to 3%, property taxes 22%, and state aid 75%. Let me just say one other thing. We have reached out to the town of Hempstead. We've reached out to the state. Currently, we are on track to get all our funding for this year on time. Town of Oyster Bay, our neighboring town, has delayed all school districts' payments 30 to 60 days. Town of Hempstead, as of today, in the conversation we had with them today, are not delaying any payments. They're also not delaying for their taxpayers, so they're expecting the money in there also, which is good news. And we've reached out to the state, and we seem to be on track for everything there also. So we're tracking down everything we can to make sure we get paid in full this year. Our tax levy calculation is staying the same. We're staying at the 2.925. We could have went a little bit higher, but it's not, you know, the community's hurting right now, and it's not a time to go, you know, to push the tax cap levy.
No.
And could you go back to that last page and scale down? Is there anything underneath proposed tax levy?
No, nothing under there.
Okay.
No, 23,448,002, you see, Mr. Taylor, that's the proposed tax levy.
That's the last line.
That's the last line, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate the board's support and you know, helping me, you know, build this budget. This is going to be a challenging year ahead, but I think we're up for the challenge and we'll get through it, you know. Roosevelt's strong and we will get through it now.
Okay. Pam, one thing we also wanted to just talk about is we have a maybe date of a budget vote of June 9th. It's a big maybe, right, Mike? The big question mark right now.
The Board of Elections actually called me on Monday, and they gave us a date of June 23rd for the presidential primaries, and I asked them specifically about the school budget and the village and the local votes. And he said there is no date for those votes yet at all.
You know, so what you're telling me is I'm stuck being here now.
but what we're hearing though, Pam, is that it might be June 9th. So back it up from there, what you think we need to have happen by what date? You know, like when you have to send the notice out, when you have to get petitions in, those are all on a timeline that targets a specific budget vote date. Okay. So the earliest that we would do it is June 9th. It may be later, right. But the earliest would be June 9th. So back it up from there and see what we have to do, okay?
So what's the expectation of someone doing a quarantine and doing social distancing, being able to get signatures door to door or anything of that magnitude?
We've heard a lot about that on my superintendent Zoom meeting. What a lot of them are doing is that people are still getting signatures via, like, people are signing the petition and set emailing it to you, you know, back to the people that are candidates, and then those are being scanned to the district.
So that would almost be in conjunction with the amount of kids that don't come get laptops. So I mean, interesting.
But yeah, you could send, so it, like suppose, you know, I'm making this up, Mary Jones decides she wants to run. She gets a petition from Pam and, you know, gets a bunch of signatures and then scans it back to her.
Mm. Okay.
That's what a lot of them are doing. Or they could actually snail mail it to her.
I mean, Mr. Taylor, I know that, NISBA, I've been on a bunch of their webinars, and they haven't really weighed in exactly how it's supposed to be done yet. So it's.
I know. Okay. But people are trying to get creative, and those were some of the ideas they had.
Yeah. All right. That's is there anything it. Else?
Pam, I just wanted to remind you, I had to, with the, board policies. I know we approved a bunch of board policies, but they haven't been made current yet.
Do you know which ones you are?
Yeah, like, say, the ones that we approved so far this year. Okay. I went on to, when I went into the board policy section and looked up the board policy that I know we approved, mm-hmm. I still saw the one from, like, you know, the prior edition.
Okay, so, I'll go back and look at all that's been approved and just make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I just want to tell you which one. Hold on 1 second, because the important one was 3420, policy 3420. Or maybe it hadn't, you know, like just make sure that we get to doing second readings on any policy that we had a first reading of also, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry if I haven't been on, you know, like, you know, I may have a couple of other things on my mind.
I'm sorry, the policies that you just said, it was just one?
That I just found that wasn't updated that I thought we did update.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Is there anything else? And then we're going to move on.
That's all I have. We can move on with the agenda. Thanks, Sue.
Okay. So section E, comments for the public. So what are we doing as far as action cards? We don't have any, right?
No, there were no forms submitted.
No okay. forms, wow.
Okay, so now we're gonna move on to section F, organizational items. F1, 2020, BOCES Board of Election. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Taylor, second by Mr. Gashir. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. F2, BOCES Administrator.
Come out. Ms. Krause, did you vote?
No, I did not. I was trying to go back to
the mute.
You know what, Susan, you know what you should do? Just say all those in favor and then say opposed. You know, this way we can see and then say motion carries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Hold on a second. Do it again? I'm trying to go back to board docs. I don't know what happened to my. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time today for whatever reason.
It's okay.
I thought I heard a naval. I couldn't hear who it came from.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. All right, where are we now?
F1, 2020 BOCES Board of Elections.
Right, okay, aye. Sorry.
Okay. F2,
hold on, Ms. Susan. Uh-huh. I thought I heard somebody say nay, but I couldn't hear who said it.
No,
nobody said nay.
Oh, I thought I heard somebody say nay.
I did too. I thought I heard it. I thought it was Belinda.
Okay.
No. Okay. No. F2, 2020 BOCES Administrative Operations Budget. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rose, second by Alfred. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Everybody's an aye.
Somebody's dog disagrees.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My dog. No. Oh, okay.
The next one is F3, Statewide Workers' Compensation Trust Agreement. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Belinda Monroe. Second by Rose Grishia. All in favor?
Aye.
Pamela didn't open four, did she? Is it open?
Okay. F4, it's open. Textbook central agreement. Can I have a motion?
So moved. So moved.
I'll second.
Moved by Mr. Grishia, second by Belinda. All in favor?
Aye.
All wise.
Nay.
You said nay?
Yes.
One nay. Mr. Taylor said nay.
Got it. Recorded.
Mr. Taylor said nay. He's the only one. Okay. Next motion passed, though. G1, scope, emergency care, child care service agreement.
So moved.
May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Crouch, second by Ms. Grishia. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passed. G2, tax and revenue anticipation note authorization. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Crouch, second by Mr. Taylor. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. We move down to I, human resources, scheduled tenure for Kyle Elmore. That's his name?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Taylor, second by Ms. Monroe. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Crouch, second by Mr. Taylor. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Next board meeting.
Okay, next one meeting is when?
May 6th. 2020. Is that the next one or is there one before that?
I just see your sister.
Where's Pam?
I'm here.
Pam, that's it, right?
It's May 6th.
I thought we were having one meeting a month and we were just having one at the end of the month.
Yeah. We don't have to have one May 6th if we don't need it.
As of now, I don't see a reason why.
I don't see why. It needs to be the end of the month.
Okay. Then it was May 28th is the next one then.
Yes.
28th.
That's a Thursday.
No, okay, we didn't have anything for next week. I don't know why I thought we did on the calendar, the 28th. But that was something that you said I don't know.
You might be
all
thinking.
All right, everybody.
20-minute meeting. I only have 3 words to say. Thank you, Corona.
I can't.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Be safe, everybody.
Wait.
All right. Be safe. Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, I'm ending the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, we're recording.
All right. May I please have a motion to reconvene into public session?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rose Grishia, second by Belinda Monroe. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Motion carried. We will now do a redetermination of quorum. Charlena H. Crouch, present. Susan E. Gooding, vice president, absent. Rose Grishia, second vice president.
Present.
Belinda Monroe, trustee.
Present.
Alfred Taylor, trustee.
Present.
Eva Demian, superintendent.
Present.
Pamela Pratt, district clerk.
Present.
All right. We are now going to revisit F1.
You do say revisit, right?
Yes. I said revisit.
All right.
Yeah. F1, board. BOCES 2020 BOCES Board of Election vote. we need to, this motion was approved, but I need a motion to choose our three candidates.
I'd like to make a motion to rescind my motion on that on F1.
Okay, a motion to rescind on F1. Alfred Taylor has rescinded his motion for F1. Now may I please have...
I have to rescind my motion too.
Mm-mm. No, just Alfred.
The rescinding of my motion does away with your second.
Okay. Right. Okay, good.
Yes. So now may I please have a motion to approve three candidates that I will name now. Deborah Coates.
Eric Schultz.
Douglas Pascarella. Mm-hmm. And Eric B. Schultz.
So
may I please have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Rose Gashier, second by Alfred Taylor. Are there any questions? May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Now may I please have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Belinda Monroe, second by Alfred Taylor. May I please have a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, quick question before we leave.
Yeah.
On the instructions, it's saying that the ballots have to be postmarked no later than